I thought I was the only person that loved this song. I'm Lisa Dent, Kevin Powell's here, Steve Bertrand, Mary Vandeveld, and on the phone, someone else who likes this song. Joe Madden joins us. He's got a book out and is the Book of Joe and trying not to suck at baseball in life. And Joe, everybody's buzzing about you being on the show this afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Well, I appreciate it. And actually, that's my favorite from The Wild, The Innocent, and The East Street Shuffle. I don't know how many times I've played that. Thursday afternoon at Lafayette College, which really was the beginning of the weekend. Really good stuff.
Yeah. So diehard Springsteen fan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that goes back. Well, he came to Alumni Gym, and I think it was 72, 73. Been a fan ever since then. I went to school with a bunch of dudes and ladies from the Jersey Shore. So it just was a perfect match for me.
Joe, everybody wants to know if there's any chance, if they let you coach, if they let you manage, if they let you do what you wanted to do, mm-hmm. would you come to the South Side and bring the Sox a World Series?
That's a really interesting thought. I'm just putting it out there right now. I'm just, as you're suggesting, that I really want to be able to work again, but I want to be able to work again under a little bit different structure, where I'm not just saying I want to do whatever I want to do. I just want to be able to have real baseball people doing real baseball things and supplement it by all this information that's getting way too much credit for what's happening in the game today. And actually, to a certain extent, a lot of people don't like it. So, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm interested in a lot of different things, but I do want to be able to work again under the assumption, the fact that you're able to go out there and be a baseball person first.
Joe, it's great to talk to you. What are you looking for, I guess, when if a managerial position does open and a team approaches you, and you've talked about, you know, the situation with the Angels, obviously all the success you had here with the Cubs, so you know what it looks like when things are working well. What would look like an ideal situation to you?
Again, I want the best analytical team money can buy. Absolutely I do, or information gathering team, whatever you want to call it. But I want them to report to the coaches and the managers. Managers and coaches reporting to these people, and they have way too much juice in the clubhouse. When things go awry, accountability-wise, they get less of that as compared to coaches and managers. And I think that's incorrect. So if we can get this thing back in order, really find the balance between both sides, utilize all this strong information that's being generated, but then have real baseball people do real baseball things regarding fundamentals, the teaching of the game, running of the game, go ahead. And let it fly a little bit. Entertain the people. Let the game be played and not be so restrictive with the three true outcomes.
So that's interesting to me. As we watch the baseball playoffs now this fall, we're over-statisticed, I guess. But what there's so many, I don't know what the statistics even mean anymore, Joe, but what is the one that we fans should be looking at when it comes to hitters, when it comes to their value?
Well, obviously, the OPS does make sense. You know, the slug on base percentage, that really is a nice indicator of what this guy's all about. But I still, if a guy's hitting 300, I kind of dig on that, right? I like when a guy's strikeout total mirrors his walk total, unless he's a power hitter. Of course, you're going to get more punch outs than you are walks, but guys that should be making more contact, I'd like to see a better balance there. These are the kind of, I've been a hitting coach for many years. Those are the kind of things I like, but the newest number, the one that I do dig on a bit, is the OPS number. That gives you a pretty good feel, indicator of what this guy looks like offensively and his contribution to the team.
The Cubs reached the National League playoffs 5 times, won the World Series during Madden's tenure before everything flipped in 2019. Kev, I'll give you a second, but why did that end? Why did the honeymoon come to an end in Chicago? What happened, Joe? And how bitter do you feel about your departure from the Cubs?
I can't say bitter at all. I mean, that was the best 5 years I've ever experienced in pro ball, and I'm indebted to the Cubs, Dio, and the Ricketts family, and Jed. It's just that after the 18 season, a little bit of a disconnect, the fact that we lost in the first game playoff. Dio called a lot of guys in. They did a little bit of exit interviews and came back to me that I was not dealing with millennials properly. I mean, that's kind of like the concept. So I thought, my God, I mean, I didn't even realize that. So I tried to do some studying on it, and I tried to do better at it. But by the middle of the next season, it's not about dealing with millennials. It's connecting with people. And I really never had an issue with that. So I went with it at first. I thought there might be something to this. But by the middle of the year, I knew that it really did not hold any real value or substance for me. So at that point, a lot of what I had done, you know, program-wise, how I wanted to set it up, right down to the report times and what time a bus leaves the hotel, all that had been changed. So it really didn't feel like my program at any point during that season. However, it's my responsibility to make it work, and we did. We tried to, and up until that last couple of weeks of September, we were in decent shape, but a lot of guys got hurt. So it was just a group, the group that's in charge, deciding they wanted to do something differently, and that's what happened. But bitter, not at all, not at all. When you win a World Series there, and those people take care of your family in a way that they've never been taken care of before, I can never be bitter.
Joe, how do you view, I know you've touched on it a little bit, but with so many analytics, how do you view the role of the modern day manager when you do have so much information coming from the front office? What is the role of a manager these days?
It's more of a middle manager. And I heard that term several years ago and I scoff at it, but it's true. It's really gotten to that point where there's so much control needed or required from the front office to the dugout that the man in charge basically, there's a lot of things that are handed to him on a daily basis. My complaint, if you read the book with the Angels, one of my complaints was that they would want to tell me who's available and who I could pitch that night out of the bullpen and actually suggest when to use them. That's kind of offensive, quite frankly. And again, this is not, it's not an attack. I'm just trying to point out where this has gone differently and part of it, why I didn't like it. I've been doing that job for many years. I've had some great relief pitchers, some great closers, and to be, dealt with in that manner, really not very happy about it. And, you know, the other guys too that were involved in that felt the same way. That's just an example. So, the manager, a lot of it's scripted, and I'm a scripter, by the way, too. I look for, before the game, my formulaic method, the theory, how this thing's going to work, and let's see if it plays out. But then reality occurs, and you have to make adjustments on the fly. And sometimes there's a rub with that with people upstairs sometimes. But, I mean, that's just the nature of the game. So it's more of a middle manager job, carrying out with the front office wants, and as well as your ability sometimes to interject what you're thinking during the game.
Joe, as a lifelong Cub fan, thank you so much. You brought us joy that you will never, ever know. I mean, because you don't know me and you don't know all the other Cub fans, but there was just so much magic and we're so appreciative. And I hope that there will be lines and lines of people to get the book autographed when you come to the city.
I appreciate it. Listen, I do feel it. I get it. I live there, obviously, and I walk the streets. I loved walking downtown. Almost on a daily basis, people would stop just to talk and say thank you and just chat. It was nothing like give me an autograph, I take a picture. It was purely this pure method where the people there, the fans, are really appreciative, and I of them. I mean, I enjoyed every second of that. I felt like I could identify with this group of people easily, and I felt the same thing in return. And that's part of why I loved it so much, and I do miss it.
Thank you for joining us. Trying Not to Suck at Baseball in Life, the book of Joe. Joe Madden will be in the city on November 16th at the Union Club of Chicago and Anderson Booksellers in Downers Grove on that same day at 7 o'clock at night. Steve has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.